Hi, everybody, and welcome to John Hennigan's Old Time Radio Show.
So glad you could join us.
It's going to be really terrific. We got some really wacky, zany old records for you tonight. Boy, oh boy.
It's going to be a swell time.
All right, so it's August 13th. It's 2026, because you just told me that.
Yeah.
And you got very upset when I didn't know what year it was.
Oh, I thought you were just jiving me, joking.
Yeah, it was very frustrating that you wouldn't tell me. I'm trying to label my show on my computer.
What are you kidding me? I thought, what the fuck? Why you don't know what year it is?
Just write, tell them anything. It's 2015. There is no AI.
Don't confuse them.
There are no
I had something labeled 2027, and for a second I thought, was it 2027? Then other things were labeled 26, so I was confused. Just like I don't know whether I'm 56 or 57. I think I'm 57, but I'm not sure.
What
and
year
I don't
you
really
born?
Care. It's not important to me. You know? When you're like an interdimensional time traveler, you know, these are like minor details. It's just a labeling thing. I just want to label things
it's
correctly.
It's just numbers.
Yeah. Are you saying that time is a circle and not a flat line?
No, it's just about numbers with him. It's all.
Yeah.
It's also 115 degrees.
Well, when I was in high school, I got 100% on my math SATs, and I understood math without ever trying to. And now I don't know what year it is. So go figure.
Fuck math. That's remember when you were young and they said, you're not always going to have a calculator on you. You need to learn math. And guess what? My cell phone has a calculator. I never needed to learn math.
Yeah.
They put me in trigonometry and calculus. What are you, crazy?
Yeah, that's most of the math is pretty useless, but it is interesting.
Well, I'm really bad at it, so I just didn't want to do it. I'm really bad at it, and it gives me a headache.
Well, it's 105 degrees out there.
Yeah.
Okay. So minus 27.
We've been in this relentless heat now for months. Hasn't let up.
Yeah.
You guys get a break soon.
We're nice and cozy here in my office with the fan on.
Yeah, it's not bad in here.
Yeah, it's like 112 in here.
And we can go back 100 years and just listen to old music.
Yeah.
It sounds good.
We can go back to 1926, 1927, 1928, 1929, and we don't even have to know what year it is, and we can go back there.
There is no air conditioning back then, just like there's no air conditioning right now.
The first air conditioning was in movie theaters.
Was it?
Beginning in 1928.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh, interesting.
I wonder if
they had big signs out front, air-conditioned.
Huh.
So people could...
Did you go in there just to cool off?
Yeah, go to the movie to cool off.
And it was just people throwing ice at people watching the movie.
Refrigeration was blow cold air out of a refrigerated device.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to do Edens today? Okay, we can do that.
Doesn't matter. God damn it.
Well, we're doing a day show for Eden.
That's right. Let's stick to Eden. Then.
When do I get to shine?
Yeah.
No, I don't care. Whatever you guys want to do.
No, I looked at your list. It's good. This is an interesting list.
Well,
these are Eden's favorite records from your collection.
This is my show.
It's almost entirely blues.
Yeah, I knew. You know, I tried to, you know, I don't know. You guys have a lot of good... ethnic stuff is.
Well, there's two records on here by white guys. The rest of them are black people.
It's just what I like. I just can't.
Yeah, right.
You know, if I had four podcasts to do, there'd be more variety. But this is what came into my head of what I.
This is fine.
Okay.
This is very good.
I guess I'm just.
Nice variety.
Blues kind of.
All right. So, Eden, introduce your first pick.
Nihilistic and.
All right.
Always
we got
down
all that. Yeah. Yeah. It's all good.
I feel blue.
What record would you like to play?
I would like to hear. Okay. So, I'm a big fan of Ed Bell. I really like Hambone Blues. I love that song.
Do you like Hambone Blues better than Mamalish?
I actually do, yeah. I do. And I think that angers you.
Nobody's ever been able to figure out what mamlish means.
No. I think I asked Don Kent, you know. And
yeah?
He said, I don't know.
Even Steve Kalth, who did the whole blues lexicon, he couldn't figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? Maybe it was like a slang word that lasted a year, 100 years ago.
Or 6 months or 3 weeks. Okay, let's hear that one.
Masterpiece.
God, I just love that song.
Incredible.
He's singing about a streetwalker, a prostitute. And then his grandfather, too. He's like, whatever.
He wasn't paying attention to the narrative. Is a streetwalker his girlfriend?
Well, he's like, he keeps talking about a stroller, you know, a woman, a stroller. The barefooted stroller, and I think he's got like a thing for her, and he's like, that's what it sounds like. And he's talking about his grandfather. He's like, and he's talking about vagina. Can I say that on this podcast? Can I say the word vagina? Jelly roll. He's like,
jelly roll.
I wonder. He goes, first it got my grandpa, and now it got his only. Now he's got his only son. I wonder what made grandpa let grandma go. She's got the same jelly roll she had 40 years ago. I don't know. That's how it seems to me. So, all of these blues songs make you feel emotional.
Oh, you're so emotional.
But then I like a happy song too and a funny song. So.
Okay, so what's next, Eden?
What is next is okay. So you guys had a different name for this singer, but Rosie Mae Moore. This is I think it's just like Tip Out Tonight version, but she calls it Ha Ha Blues.
Okay.
Gee, I'm feeling kind of lonesome. creeping out the night. I'm gonna, ha ha ha, I mean I'm gonna, ha ha ha.
So good.
It's great, yeah. So that's Charlie McCoy on the guitar.
Okay.
The brother of Joe McCoy, who played with Memphis Minnie.
Yeah, it makes sense. I just like it. It's just so weird. She say ha ha ha.
Well, that was beautiful. I'm glad you suggested it. I haven't listened to it for a long time.
It's a great record, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You thought she was going to shred her stuff, but she ha-ha-ha'd instead. So, yeah, I don't know. I just find an interesting version of that song. I like Tip Out Tonight in general. It's a good song. I know it's a blues song, but, like, it's funny. And
well, is that the similar or not exactly the same as the Pink Anderson version, right?
It's the same exact words in the same form.
Is it?
But Charlie McCoy doesn't actually change the chords.
Yeah,
he stays
right
in G the whole time.
Yeah,
he stays in the G. But it's funny because he actually does all the runs. You know, like they do the runs exactly the way Pink Anderson does it. Like those breaks. You know, where she goes like,
yeah,
she even told me to my face. He goes dan 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 dan, just like Pink Anderson and Simmy Dooley do. But Charlie McCoy stays in that open G tuning. He's in. He doesn't change a chord. Which at first bothered me, of course, but now I kind of like it. It's kind of
it's different, and I like it. I like the other versions.
Right, you can't get stuck on the first version you heard of it.
Yeah.
I hear that
it's
in
great.
My
great. It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, beautiful.
She's
an
unbelievable singer.
Her voice
Charlie
is
McCoy's
so
always
good.
Great.
Oh yeah, great record.
Yeah.
Just seems like she's having fun singing that. She's gonna belt it out, and yeah, you know, I don't
Fantastic.
Know.
Yeah.
But is it really a blues song if it makes you happy? Now I'm happy.
Well, Junior Mance told me that only white people think the blues music is supposed to make you sad. That blues is supposed to make you feel good when you're feeling down.
Yeah.
Well, Geechee Wiley doesn't make me feel good.
Oh, she makes me feel great.
She makes me depressed, but
really?
I love her.
She makes you depressed.
Last Kind Words is not a depressing song. Come on.
It's so beautiful.
It is beautiful. It makes you want to cry, but like.
A thing of beauty is a joy forever.
Was that from a Hallmark card? Yeah. No, that's like. There's a poet. Okay, that was good. So, okay, this is. I mean, I don't know if this is considered a blues song, but What about Beans? Everyone's favorite song, Beans. It's out of tune and it's a weird song and I like it. It makes me happy every time I hear it.
Yeah, I mean, Beans is not a blues song for sure. It comes from old sheet music.
It's Beans like is a, like, what would you...
It's like a songster, you know, ragtime era, post-ragtime era song.
It's just...
It's just a, you know, a song from sheet music that people played and, you know...
It's vaudeville.
Yeah.
It's like minstrel stuff.
Yeah. I love it.
It's Beans by Beans.
Every one that I played that song for, I don't know, it's on YouTube or something, is like, oh, I hate it. It's all out of tune, and then they're like, can I hear that again?
Your friends don't like it?
They're just like, this is what you listen to? I'm like, sometimes. They're just like, what? But but then they like it. Then they're like, you know, that song got stuck in my head, and now I have it on my plate, you know, whatever. So
they can't get Beans out of their
head. No, it's stuck in your head forever.
Well, these guys are, you know, to my ears, playing homemade instruments.
Yeah.
It's songster style. He says vaudeville. I'd call it more songster. I don't know if these guys really up for the vaudeville.
The definition
the
of
what they came
songster.
From originally was some kind of vaudeville.
Yeah, like the Lou Dockstader style
minstrel stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well,
it's a great song, and I love all these songs about food for some reason. You guys wrote a lot of songs about food back then because not everybody had such great food, you know. Like Beans, he had beans for his
breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah. You know?
Beans. So this is Beans Hambone and El Moro.
Yeah.
This is Beans now fixing to play y'all a beautiful little number entitled Beans. He's playing this from the general resurrection to the revolution. Now the last time y'all, when y'all hear this piece of music, now ladies and gentlemen, I mean it's all right. Good morning, any morning. There's some good people when you tell the joy good morning. That ain't no way to do. Judge, you come to my house, you won't find no two beef, no bone pie. You won't find no two beef, no ham, no egg, no two beef, no pork and pie. They give you a bean for your breakfast, give you a bean for your dinner, bean for supper time. They give you fried beans, boiled beans, stew beans, baked beans, beans, brand, or yana, got sick for beaten beans. Oh, the dung of broad beans, and till the black beans, brought out a treatment for beans, 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 and the taste like beans. Then the anchor like beans, 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 they will wake you like beans too. Some lime and beans, beans. Beans are never broken beans. Spoon sticking in the beans. They've been had a mill of beans. Beans, beans, old Katie had beans. Beans, some almond beans. You seen the pendulum bean. Adam had a mill of beans. Swave had beans. She had a garden full of beans. Old Nora had beans. He had all full of beans. Possum Paul had beans. Dumb lime beans. I died from eating beans. Beans, beans, Undertaker brought beans. Had a coffin full of beans. His hearse was full of beans. To the graveyard eating beans. Dug my grave with beans. Beans, beans, let me down at bean strings. Cut me up at bean hole. Read my funeral with beans, beans, beans. Preacher took his taste with beans. Sister raised the helm with beans. Believe me, they sung beans. I swear they shouted beans. Gold Liar had beans, beans, beans. St. Peter had beans, beans, beans. Then I got a reply from a heaven to hell. They were beans, beans, beans.
Now is not stuck in your head? Now it's stuck in your head now, right? Damn.
You got that record from a cool guy.
Really? I don't see any cool.
Really cool guy. Super cool guy.
Yeah. So that's an extreme rarity. Like, I don't even know if there's... I don't know how many copies are out there, but not many.
Probably not many. The wonder is that it got recorded at all.
Yeah.
And Charlotte, what's it, what were they called?
Well, I'm sure there's more than two, but the only two I know of are yours and mine.
Charlotte, and North Carolina, right?
And that was my copy until I made a trade with Rich Nevins for his E Plus copy, brand new.
Yeah.
And he wanted my Alphonse Trent St. James Infirmary because I went over his house and I had like an E minus copy on Champion. Fabulous record.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, you know, that plays so great, blah, blah, blah. He's like, I'll trade you anything for it, you know. Huh. So I didn't want to say, like, you know, devil got my woman. But I thought of Beans because I know Richard, you know, doesn't think much of that record.
I guess not.
It's not his kind of record. But I told him, you know, I said, well, would you trade me Beans? Beans, of course, blah, blah, blah. And I said, but I don't know if I could let it go. And he's like, well, I'll give you my old copy of Alphonse Trent.
Oh.
And I said, well, how's your old copy? You played it. I couldn't tell the difference.
Wow. Wow.
Really? And he said his old copy was V plus and mine was E minus. But to my ears, they played exactly the same.
Really?
Huh.
But mine was on Champion and his was on Supertone. I don't know, but he was thrilled with the deal.
Well,
and I felt like I left there with the exact same Alphonse Trent record on a different label and an E plus copy of Beans. I kind of couldn't believe it.
No, so basically, you could have had Devil Got My Woman and you chose Beans over that. So.
Probably not. But
he said to me a few times when I bring these extremely rare, intense, you know, ethnic records that he'll trade me anything in the record room for it. And the guys are like, you know, tell him, Skip James, tell him.
Yeah.
But I can't do that. I feel like that's like, you know,
Do you think you...
Taking advantage or something. Yeah, yeah. Even though I think he would do it, you know.
Yeah.
How many copies...
And he has done it in the past.
Wait, how many copies of that exist?
Of
Devil
what?
Got My Woman.
Not many. Two or three.
There's a real beat up one that I had my hands on. Mm. Sherwin had it, of Devil Got My Woman, and... He didn't like it because it was too beat up. You know, he didn't want it. He said he only wanted $100 for it. I almost went for it, but I should have actually.
When was that?
Like 30 years ago.
So, yeah. Well, if you can't listen to
that copy ended up with Bob Gaida.
Because I didn't think about then, but probably now, maybe playing it with a different stylist might have played better.
Maybe. Those Paramounts are tough.
Paramount.
Well, it's a great song, but I did not put Devil Got My Woman on my list.
The wonder is that why did Victor even record Beans in 1931 when the Victor Company was in big trouble? It's going under, and how many copies they could possibly think they could sell?
The only thing I can... And 1931. This is,
maybe
this
they
is
had
being
their...
like real... This is a real loose guess.
Yeah.
But you think they thought it was like a depression type tune? Like you know, they were recording like Hezekiah Jenkins doing
Panic Is On.
Right? Yeah, like did they think like if you got nothing to eat but beans that like people would be into that now because they're so poor? I don't. The
Maybe.
Logic is bad.
That's a plausible speculation.
People in the UK are eating beans.
It doesn't make any sense
for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. No.
Couldn't have sold
right
many
now.
Copies.
Yeah. All right, what's your next record?
Well, it's kind of weird because it's not weird. It's a good seg into what I think is another ad song, is New Grape Soda, which...
it's all masterpieces.
It's an ad, right? It's an ad, right? But
this is a good show. This is all masterpieces.
Well, I feel like my taste, when you say that, is mainstream. 78's mainstream.
No, I wouldn't say it's main. I mean, mainstream for 78. I don't even know what that means. I mean, I get what you're saying, but no, I think you know, like as record collectors, like we're constantly trying to impress each other with stuff we've never heard before, and like that kind of mentality. And sometimes we forget
That's
to
right.
play the greatest records ever played.
That's right.
Just because they've been reissued or something.
Well, I hear a lot of stuff that's
rare. The greatest records ever recorded.
Right. When you play me records at home, I hear such rare records and all kinds of crazy stuff, but
I've sat in my room at home playing this record, like trying to hold back tears. It's so beautiful.
New Grape.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's
yeah, I mean, you
absolutely
know,
absolutely beautiful. It just makes me, like, I can't believe that music has degraded so much.
It's like
this
a,
used to just be an advertisement for soda.
It's beautiful. It's like it's a
beautiful.
It's a gospel for soda.
And they still make New Grape. yeah. still exists.
They do.
Yeah. Probably because of this recording.
Probably.
So
kind of doubt it.
And people are eating beans because of beans. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows the, you know. But yeah, this
is a vocal group, for those who don't know, the New Grape Twins, which is just
made up, you know, for this song.
Yeah, this song is just an advertisement for this soda. Grape soda.
Know about the New Grape Twins, what happened to them?
Well, let's look it up in this blues discography and see if it's in there. Look under New Grape, N-U.
I got a new grape, 1905. She rings around the bottle, is a ginger wine. I got your ice cold new grape. Got a new grape, nice and fine. Got plenty in my kitchen, but did none like mine. I got your ice cold new grape. Way down yonder in the promised land, I run and tell your mama, get a new grape, man. I got your ice cold new grape. Little children in the backyard playing in the sand, I'll run and tell your mama, yet a new grape, man. I got your eyes for new
cold new grape.
The other side of that record is also great.
What is it? The Mansion of
something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you find it in it? New Grape Twins.
The book says, according to the Columbia Files, it only says Mark and Matthew.
Hmm. Huh.
Mark and Matthew New Grape.
Huh. Weird.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it was good.
Well, yeah.
It was good. It was good. It was good. It was good.
This was a good idea.
Yeah. This is long. I got a lot of songs.
Yeah. What's next?
So, next, Frank Stokes. How Long, I think it's just called How Long.
Yep.
We do this song. Where do you put a mark at where you can't listen to it? Like, G minus?
No, it depends on the record, you know.
Yeah.
You know. But in general, you know, I've just noticed through my years of collecting that unless it's something really, really amazing,
you don't want
probably not going to play it. And, you know, if I have other records, especially by the same group, that play better, you know, you tend to lean towards those. But then there's always exceptions.
You know? Yeah. Did I ever show you my copy of M&O Blues by Willie Brown and Paramount? Did I show you that?
How beat up? How beat up is that?
It's so beat up. And somebody glued it. It's all broken. Somebody glued it all back together. But it's just unlistenable.
Someone tried. Bad.
That's extremely rare, right? What, two copies or something?
M&O?
Yeah.
Well, there's a bunch of copies on Decca Champion.
You have the Decca Champion, right?
Yeah, and I've seen the Decca Champion turn up. All right. But, I've never seen it sell for less than 10 grand. So it's not like you ever, so it's worth holding on to your copy.
It's better to have the Decca Champion. It's got a better surface, even if Paramount's brand new, it's still not as good a surface.
Mine plays great. It's probably like E minus anyways, but that Decca Champion is just, I don't know why you would want it on Paramount if you could get it on Decca Champion. That's label fetish stuff.
Same with King Solomon Hill,
which I also have on Decca Champion.
Yeah, it's better to have that on Crown or Champion, right?
I never, never, never can forget that day when you called me, baby. How long, I had no loving. How long, have you seen my baby, baby, baby? Tell her to hurry home, I ain't had no good thing. How long, and I'm on my way, baby. How long. Me mama, mama, why did you make me go on here, baby? How long? I ain't had no loving. How long? Well, I hate the train that carried my baby away and left me standing. How long? I ain't had no loving. How long? I can forget that day when you called me, baby. How long? I ain't had no loving since my baby gone. Now listen at me, baby, baby, everything all right with me, old Ronnie, baby. How long? I ain't had no loving since my baby gone. Baby, I can see anymore. Run your baby. How long? I ain't had no loving since my baby gone.
Ah, good.
Pretty great.
Good.
Good choice, even.
Wait, and someone else is playing guitar, right? Two guitars.
Dan Sane and Frank Stokes, from Memphis.
It sounds good. I was looking up the lyrics to the song for whatever reason we were going to do it. There's a part where he says, I had no good feeling, but they had it down as feeding. And I'm just like, is it just about food? He just wants a good meal. Why did my baby leave me on the train? She didn't make dinner. I had no good feeding. I was like, come on. That's not what he's saying, right? Please.
No.
It's feeling.
All right, what's next?
Okay, it's a long list. So the next one I have is That's No Way to Get Along. Hmm. Another sad song that makes you feel sad and depressed. Another song that maybe we'll play one day, but the song is great. I love it.
Here's Robert Wilkins.
Yeah, let's hear it.
That's No Way to Get Along.
All right.
I'm going home, friends said out, and tell my mama. Friends, sit down, tell my mom. I'm going home, sit down and tell my mom. I'm going home, sit down and tell my mom. Cause there's no way for me to get along. See no down, women mama, they treated you our poor son wrong. Mama treated me wrong. See low down women, mama treated your poor son wrong. See low down women, mama treated your poor son wrong. And there's no way for him to get along. They treated me like my poor heart was made of a rock of stone. Mama made of a rock of stone. Treated me like my poor heart was made of a rock of stone. Treated me like my poor heart was made of a rock of stone. And there's no way for me to get alone. You know that was enough, mama, to make your son wish he's dead and gone. Mama wished I was dead and gone. That is enough to make your son, mama, wish he's dead and gone. That is enough to make your son, mama, wish he's dead and gone. Cause there's no way for him to get along. It's heard on the roadside. I cried alone, all by myself. I cried alone by myself. I stood on a roadside and cried alone by myself. I stood on a roadside and cried alone by myself. And there's no way for me to get alone. I was wanting a train to come along and take me away from here. Friend, take me away from here. Let the train come along and take me away from here. And that mean a way me to get along.
Well, if Don Kent were here after you play that record, he'd say, that guy's pretty good.
Yeah. Don Kent, too.
Kind of understated kind of guy.
Yeah. All right, what do you got next?
So now we have a female, and there's no good list without a Memphis Minnie song, so I like so many of her songs, but we're gonna hear, this is a kind of a peppy one, which I like, Frisco Town.
Oh, yeah.
I did live in San Francisco.
That's great.
I lived in a crack hotel in the Tenderloin called the Ambassador, and I loved it.
Tenderloin.
Let me get a photo of that since you're standing there.
Tenderloin. What a name.
What does Tenderloin mean?
Yeah. I, you know, I feel like Googling Ken Tenderloin, I'm sure there's something behind it.
It's got to have some kind of specific origin.
Something, but it's...
I think the first place called Tenderloin was, I think, in New York City, I think.
Yeah?
I believe so.
But wasn't that just like reference to like the meat district?
I don't think so.
And Tenderloin is a cut of beef.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah?
Not sure. I don't know.
Tenderloin, San Francisco is...
Yeah, look it up.
Gonna smoke a bunch of crack
look
there.
Look it up on your iPhone.
I got an iPhone, but we're gonna listen to Frisco Town.
That old Frisco train met a mile of me. That old Frisco train met a mile of me. Well, in that old coach, I'm gonna sit ready. I'm on my way. Frisco town. You can toot your whistle, you can ring your bell. You can toot your whistle, you can ring your bell. Well, I know you've been wanted by the way you smell. I'm on my way to Frisco town. As the boat comes drinking in a limousine, as the boat comes drinking in a limousine, I don't mind being with you, but my mama see. Come on my way to that Frisco town. I would tell you what's the matter, but I done got scared. Got you waiting until we go to bed. I'm on my way to Frisco town. If you were sick, I wouldn't worry you. If you were sick, I wouldn't worry you. I would want you to do something that you couldn't do. I'm on my way to Frisco town. But if you want it, you can get it, and I ain't mad. If you want it, you can get it, and I ain't mad. If you tell me there's something that you ain't never had, I'm on my way to Frisco town. Look at how you get mad every time I call your name. Look at how you get mad every time I call your name. I ain't never told you that you couldn't get that thing. I'm on my way to that Frisco town. I woke up this morning about 5:30. Woke up this morning about 5:30. My baby turned over, cried just like a child. I'm on my way to that Frisco town. I got something to tell you, don't want to make you mad. Got something to tell you, don't want to make you mad. I got something for you, make you feel mad. I'm on my way to that Frisco town. Look at here, what you want me to do? Look at here, what you want me to do? Give you my jelly, then die for you. I'm on my way to that Frisco town. I got something to tell you, gonna break your heart. Got something to tell you, gonna break your heart. We've been together a good while, we got to get some more. I'm on my way to that Frisco town.
Sexual innuendos for no reason.
Fabulous
record. Her
yeah, I can't hear her.
Yeah,
her,
it's very odd.
Her licks
at
the end.
Her voice, you know.
Yeah.
I think they probably the recording engineers that weren't used to the idea of a woman singing playing the guitar,
yeah.
So they just didn't take her seriously as a guitar
She's
player.
She's so good.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense though. They recorded with one mic, and her voice is good, so I don't know why that was like that.
Hmm.
Strange.
Huh. The other guitar is quite loud.
Yeah, it's super loud.
All right, so
well, anyway, she
the name Tenderloin is believed to have originated from a New York City police captain, Alexander S. Williams, who remarked that he could afford better cuts of meat like tenderloin after being assigned to vice in that area where he could take bribes.
So it's New York City.
This term eventually became associated with San Francisco's neighborhood, known for its history of vice and crime.
Right. So you were correct about New York City. And then I would never guess that in a million years. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, Tenderloin is, there's a lot going on there. A lot of stuff.
What's next?
So next I see I wrote down cocaine, and there was a lot of versions of that. I wrote down Dick Justice. Maybe I meant Luke Jordan.
There's Luke Jordan and Dick Justice.
What do you mean, maybe you meant? Which one do you want to play?
I heard
she just wants to hear something about cocaine.
I just want to go to Tenderloin, buy some crack cocaine, and do that. Is that so wrong? Honestly, you know, which version? Whatever Robert has, that sounds...
He's got both.
Of course he's got both. All right, so Dick Justice. Yeah, let's do it.
Let's play Luke Jordan's version.
God damn it! Okay. This is my show! Oh. All right, let's hear Luke Jordan. I think that's the one I might like better anyway.
They're both great. They're very different from each other. We could play both of them.
I'll just cross that out off my list. Let's it's fine.
Okay, this is Cocaine Blues by Luke Jordan.
All right.
He was from Lynchburg, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
on, gal, don't you take me for no fool. I'm not gonna quit your pretty mama while the weather's cool. Around your back door says, honey, I'm gonna creep as long you make those 2.5 a week. Now I got a girl, she works in the white folks yard. She brings me meal, I can swear, she brings the law. She brings me meal, she brings me law. She brings me everything, I swear that she can steal. Now Bonneville sucker, she came to town. She had his apples looking good and brown. They didn't know against the law for the monster stop at a fine drug store. Just around the corner, just a minute too late, another one standing at the big baggie. I'm sipped a while, I bought them a good cocaine. I call my Cora, hey, hey. She come on sniffing with her nose all sore. The doctors won't go on to sell no more. Say, rotten doctor, ring the bell, the women in the alley. I'm simped a while about my good cocaine. Now that punch your man came to my house. It was on that Sunday morning. He asked was my wife at home, and I told she had long gone. He backed his wagon up to my door, took everything I had. He carried it back to the puncher store, and I swear I did feel sad. What in the world has anyone got dealing with punch your man? If you got no dough, you stand up for show. The sun will back you back. He will take everything from an earthly plant, from a skillet to a frying pan. If it ever was a devil born without any heart, it must have been a furniture man. I call my Cora, hey, hey. She come on sniffing with her nose all sore. Doctors won't go, sell on more, saying coke for horse or not women or men. Doctor say to kill you, but it didn't say when. I'm simped a while, I bought my good cocaine. Now the baby's in the cradle in New Orleans. She kept a whipping till it got so mean. She kept a whipping, had to fix it so. The jokes were loud to her, sell on more, saying run, doctor, ring the bell, the women in the alley. I'm simped a while, I bought my good cocaine. I call my Cora, hey, hey. She come on sniffing with her nose all sore. The doctors won't go on, fell on more, saying wrong. Doctor, ring the bell, the women in the alley. I'm simped a while, I bought my good cocaine.
Great. Wow, that was great.
That song is great.
What a record.
Oh, yeah.
So the women in the alley.
Can you believe, like, if we didn't have these records, if they never recorded?
Gone.
Like, yeah.
Vanished.
What if the recording industry started 100 years earlier?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
That's right. We don't know.
We just don't
yeah.
know.
That's right. It's a cutoff point. It's really a cutoff point.
Yeah.
Before recording. Don't know.
I love that guitar part in that. Dang, dang, dang.
You see,
yeah, that's great.
18th century cartoon by what's that? James Gilroy, of this people playing music in their house. Like there's a guy playing a bass fiddle, and somebody else is playing a fiddle, and somebody's woman playing the piano. And no idea what they sounded like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No idea.
Yeah. Well, technology has allowed us to hear songs about cocaine and ringing bells in the alley to buy cocaine and all kinds of stuff.
The paradox is that also like then helped to kill
yeah
music.
then it killed it,
and then now we just got fake music.
Yeah I don't know what
that is.
We
the paradox,
yeah, man.
It is, yeah.
It seemed like we had about 5 years of really solid recording before it majorly started affecting music.
That's funny, huh?
So, the next one.
I mean, a guy like Luke Jordan got the miraculous that he got recorded.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank God.
A lot of them. Robert
Can
Wilkins
how great that
Frank
record
Stokes.
Was?
Anyway.
That was
all
good.
Of them.
Yeah.
These are good records, man. But
yes.
The next one's funny.
You've done well for yourself, my friend.
You've got some sweet records, yes.
Yeah, you
but,
do.
But I'm embarrassed to tell you how much time and energy I put into it. But you know
we all
about.
Know
it's
you
awful,
wrote about
yeah.
it in your your comics or those scribbles that you publish. We all know.
Scribbles?
Those scribbles.
Did you say scribbles?
Yes.
Doodles.
Those doodles.
Show them some respect.
Those doodly doodles.
Come on. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Yeah, come on, man.
Somebody said you were a genius. I don't know about that.
A genius. They told me that at Norton when the Genesis immediately started selling well. I said, "Crumb, you're a genius. How did you know?"
Genesis, you didn't even change anything. You just drew it, right?
Well, I mean, not for nothing, but how do you not know the Bible's going to sell?
Yeah, the Bible.
Come on. Well, religious people that would never read your pornography, they right. loved it. They loved
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
They this loved is it. The straight illustration of the Bible.
That's right. Yeah, right.
Come on.
So, yeah, I remember you drawing
that. What's the big
that?
Deal?
I remember
That's
you
what
drawing.
I told him. I said, it's the Bible. Come on. They sell 4 million Bibles every year.
Yeah.
It should be in every Hilton hotel room. Robert's version it should be in there.
Maybe one day it will.
Yeah. But I'm offended, so. Yeah. So the next one I have written down is it called I Want to Die? Well, she says that in the song.
I want to kill myself.
I want to kill myself, yeah.
Laura Smith.
Laura Smith, and she wants to die, and she wants to kill herself, but she's she tells you why, and she's kind of laughing and bubbly and happy about it.
I don't know the piano player, but it's the great Bobby Leakin on guitar.
Yeah, that's right. It's actually called I'm Gonna Kill Myself.
I'm Gonna Kill Myself, okay. I will correct
Laura
that.
Laura Smith. Bobby Leakin on guitar.
Hey, we should do a quick commercial.
A commercial.
Tell people to buy our new compilation, My Soul Is Lost.
A commercial break here, folks.
So, on LP, on Jalopy Records, you can buy My Soul Is Lost, a nice compilation of nearly forgotten old music like this. All right, well, rousing support from the two of you.
I got a text message on my iPhone. I had to check it. Yeah, come on, Jalopy Records, Jalopy Theater. It's the best place to be.
And by the time this
York.
Podcast comes out, maybe they can buy our band, Eden and John's East River String Band's new record on Jalopy Records as well. A shanty in Old Shanty Town.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Where everyone go and buy it. You know you want it.
All right.
You could buy...
Well, with a commercial like that, it's a wonder why we don't sell any records.
Look, you could buy beans, new grape soda, and our shit. That's it. Those three things.
I think the reviews A Good Time Was Had by All speak for themselves.
It's one thing to make interesting creative projects and music and art stuff. It's another thing to sell it.
Yeah.
It's a whole other talent.
Yeah.
Well, you
we
know,
don't,
maybe...
We don't possess that
maybe
talent.
Maybe we need a
That's
genius...
Why,
like
That's
Taylor
okay.
Swift to
That's okay. I don't really
us.
Care. I just like doing it. Right. I'm not really...
People like your comps. They love them.
Yeah. No, the comps do really well. That's why I thought My Soul's Lost was a really good one that people can check out. You can stream
well.
It somewhere.
They do well?
But they always sell out. Yeah. I mean, I did my first comp for Dust to Digital, Baby How Can It Be. Then I did Wait for Me.
How many copies?
I don't know how many copies Dust to Digital sold. Hmm. I probably did 2,000 of Wait for Me.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah,
John, his comps are great. He spends a lot
it's
of
no
time.
Taylor Swift, but it's pretty good.
Taylor
yeah,
Swift.
We did 1,000. My Soul Is Lost, which is LP only, but you can also stream it. There's 1,000 of those, and that's sold out immediately. But if you look on like Discogs, you know that's a good website. Maybe you can find a copy there.
I wanna die till I die. Cause my heart is busted, I'm a most disgusted child. Goodbye. I'm feeling sad, I'm feeling bad. I believe I'm going mad. I'm burning and freezing. Here is the reason why. My man ran away with somebody else. I'm gonna kill myself. Short as bars and buckled nuts, I'm gonna kill myself. While I was bragging about my man being so nice and sweet, he packed my things and off the law bell and throw them out in the street. I ain't gonna fight, but he didn't do right, and I'm dissatisfied. I ain't gonna rave or be his slave, I'm gonna sue his sign. Now I'd run in front of an automobile, but I might get hurt by one of those wheels, so I'll just slip down on a banana peel. I'm gonna kill myself. Now my man ran away with somebody else. I'm gonna kill myself. Sure as lard and butter melts, I'm gonna kill myself. Now he asked me for 15 cents. I thought he acted strange. And I gave him my last quarter, and he ran off with a chain. Now I ain't gonna fight, but he didn't do right, and I'm dissatisfied. I ain't gonna rave, and I won't be a slave, I'm gonna suicide. Now I jump into the river, but the shark might be. That's too much water to drink indeed. I'll eat some plums and swallow the sea. I'm gonna kill myself.
Fabulous.
She's even talking about slipping on banana peels. I mean,
that was a hard one to get in good shape. It's
yeah.
Really stripped. Because I guess the schlack is really soft or something. It's brown schlack.
Yeah.
Oh, weird. I like when she says she's dissatisfied. It's like, we know you're dissatisfied, but you're talking about killing, a very understated way of saying you're going to kill yourself. But
what's next?
Next, okay, so I have Henry Thomas, which always is very emotional to listen to. But I have Jonah in the Wilderness. So honestly, the way I got into this music was John playing it all the time. I thought it was cool, just like, oh, yeah, that's cool, that's old, that's cool. The way, you know, you say anything's cool. John likes this old music, that's cool. And then I got that CD, The Roots of Rap. John got it for me for a joke. I was listening to a lot of hip-hop and rap, and those songs all got stuck in my head, and I love that CD, as weird as it is, Roots of Rap or whatever.
That's
but
a great,
Jonah
great
in the Wilderness was on that did. Was on that CD, along with the next song after this that I picked. And it's got a lot of good stuff on it.
Yeah, they call this Jonah in the Wilderness on the label, but they got that wrong. It's John in the Wilderness in the Bible, and I actually
Robert knows because he wrote the Bible.
The quote is from the Bible: "In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea."
Maybe he is saying John in the Wilderness.
Well, he does on the. On the record, he says John, but
yeah.
On the label, they put Jonah. They got that wrong.
It's a weird thing.
And I always think of it as Jonah.
What were they, a bunch of early atheists? They don't know.
Yeah, they don't know.
You'd think they'd know.
Bunch of secularists.
Yeah, and then they found Robert's Genesis, and now they know everything. So.
My daughter Sophie can imitate Henry Thomas's pan pipes with a nose flute.
Oh, yeah.
She can do it really just like Henry Thomas, but it's on a nose flute.
That's cool. Fun. Sophie is a very talented woman. She is.
Hallelujah, rock from shore to shore. One ship to rock from the door to door. But you're glad that the ship went wrong. John's got a little business in the land. John. Hallelujah. John. Preaching in that wilderness. Preaching in that wilderness. Got the door for the build up. Got the door for the build up. Bad God that it would not build.
I almost got religion. That was good.
Wow.
What a voice. It almost makes me want to read Robert's Genesis, but you know, I won't. I won't read it.
You don't open
I can't beget all those begets. Begets.
Come on, you gotta open the Bible once in a while.
I've never read that shit. No. Nope.
Gotta get right with God, man.
Get right with him.
Yeah, I'm gonna beget.
Sister Eden, you're lost. You're lost. You're
I am lost. Well, that was good. What a voice. So the next one I have is a lady, and it's Rolling Log Blues, Lottie Kimbrough, or is it Lottie Kimbrough?
Kimbrough.
And John told me they try to sell records. They add the word blues onto. Whatever they name the song, like Rolling Log Blues.
Because blues was a thing, like a category.
Because that was, yeah, this, you know, so. Everything is blues.
Drifting from shore to shore.
What a voice. So
yeah,
good,
no,
so good.
Good.
I like...
You ever seen a picture of her?
No, I don't
She's
think so.
A big, fat lady.
Yeah, I like that. It's good.
Her nickname was the Kansas City Butterball.
Oh, that's the Butterball, yeah. Well,
sleeves over there.
She's got a good, strong voice.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
All right, well, this was a great podcast. I picked some great records. We're going to do one more.
Yeah.
So.
I did want a lady... But Robert does not have that particular lady, so on a Blind Willie McTell.
Just keep rubbing it in.
Well, no, he has a lot of ladies. I'm not making any weird remarks about sexism or anything. He's got many splendid lady 78s. But we're going to hear Search in the Desert.
Which one?
Search in the Desert.
Okay.
Yeah, and then...
Blind Willie and Kate McTell.
Yeah, so, and that'll be the end of it. That's it. It's over, man. It's over.
Oops. I'll tell you the reason why I even have this 78.
Yeah.
Because my copy's on Bluebird. It was originally issued on Victor, very, very rare Victor. And Sherwin had to have the Victor, so he managed to get the Victor, so he gave his nice E-plus copy of the Bluebird to Terry. And so Terry gave me his old V-plus copy. That's what this is.
Wow.
I'm happy with it.
So
plays good.
You're benefiting from the sickness.
So that this
the label
is,
sickness.
Is a label fetish.
Yeah.
Label fetish. So that's a
sure
thing.
I would much rather have the Bluebird because everyone knows the Bluebird plays better.
That's right.
Well, you want to hear it the best you can, you know. That's it. What's
that's
the point?
What, yeah. That's the way I think.
Search the ocean, you might go across the deep blue sea, but mama, you'll never find another hot shot like me. I followed my baby from the station to the train, and the blues came down like dark night showers of rain. I left her at the station, wringing her hands and crying. I told her she had a home just as long as I got mine.
That makes me feel so good, baby.
I've got two women, and you can't tell them apart. I got one in my bosom, the other one in my heart.
Now I'm gonna punch you in the nose.
The one in my bosom, she's in Tennessee. And the one in my heart don't even give a darn for me.
I'm gonna find that one in Tennessee.
I used to say a married woman, what the sweetest woman ever was born. But I've changed that thing, you better let married women alone.
How come?
Take my advice, let these married women be. Or their husband will grab you and beat you ragged in a cedar tree.
He'll run like the devil if he do.
When a woman says she love you, about good as she do herself, I don't pay her no attention till that same lie to somebody else.
I won't, baby, take me until you can do better.
I really don't believe no woman in the whole round world do right. Act like an angel in the daytime, miss but teach at night.
Baby, try and believe in me, I'll treat you right.
I'm going, pretty mama, please don't break this rule. That's why I'm searching these deserts for the blue.
Don't go.
I'm going, pretty mama, searching these deserts now. That's why I'm walking my baby home anyhow.
You make me feel like crying when you talk like that.
Sure enough, that's too bad, baby. Lord, oh Lord, Lordy, Lordy, Lord. Oh Lordy, Lord. When a woman says she love you, about good as she do herself, I don't pay her no attention till that same lie to somebody else.
I haven't got anyone else to tell it to, baby.
I'm goodbye, Mama. I'm going to leave you.
Stay with me, Daddy.
Lord, 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 Lord.
As for the audience, so long for a while.
We love
That's
you.
That's all the songs for a while.
We love you. We love your audience.
Thanks for tuning in to John's old-time radio show.
Ooh, that was nice.
Please join us next time, where John will chastise you, call you stupid, and say fuck off. Thank you and good night.
Well, that's great.
I'm going to use that in every show. Every show is going to end
That's
with that
a career
from now on.
You could have had.